Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be talking to Adam Hall, author of the book Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, Paving Your Way to Access Your Own Divine Genius. I have believed since I was a kid, basically, that we have an inner wise man, an inner intelligence. The body has an inner intelligence. We have an inner intelligence. We have intuition. Our body has a sort of intuition. We know things, and we have a power that we don't access, and we're not taught how to access. I think we're not taught how to access because if we knew how to access our own inner power, we wouldn't need external power. We wouldn't need outside authority. Learning to access our inner power is really what The Bright Side is all about. Learning to access our inner power as it shows up in our minds, and learning to access our inner power as it shows up in our bodies. That's what it means to be your own authority, especially to be your own health authority. Adam's book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, Paving Your Way to Access Your Own Divine Genius. We'll be talking to Adam Hall at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Longevity products are all available on our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link. If you want to start a home-based business, if you want to get your products, your longevity products, at the wholesale price, if you are an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls next segment. Adam Hall will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about his book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve. And I want to get back to talking about my favorite organ, the skin. The body's largest organ. The skin is, at the same time, the body's most misunderstood organ. The fact that it's on the outside of the body, well, you'd think it would be the most understood organ, but unfortunately, there's so much confusion about the skin. And all really, in my opinion, the reason why we're so confused about the skin is because it doesn't really look like what it is. It doesn't look like an organ. And we don't really study the body. We don't study the systems of the body. So we just look at the outside. And you know, I'm looking at my skin right now. I wonder what people think when they see the skin. I know what, because I've been studying the skin, I kind of know what I'm looking at, but what does the average person think of when they see the skin? It certainly doesn't look like an organ, but indeed it is. And really understanding the organ-like nature, the structure of the skin, like understanding the structure of the body, like understanding the structure of all the organs of the body, like understanding what the body is critical if we're going to understand how it functions and if we're going to be able to optimize its function, and especially if we're sick, especially if there is some kind of threat to the body, let's say. Let's say there's an infectious threat to the body. Let's say there's a microbial threat to the body that's in the culture, that's in the society, that's in the environment. If we don't understand how the body works, if we don't understand how the body is put together to protect itself, we're going to go to all kinds of outside authorities to try to help us, to try to protect us. If we don't understand that the body has an immune system, for example, that defends it against microbes, that defends it against bacteria, that defends it against fungi, that defends it against viruses. We're going to be running around like chickens with our heads cut off, freaking out about the latest microbial infection and running to and fro. And guess what? There will definitely be some authority on the outside that tells us they're going to protect us. And we'll do anything. We'll do whatever it takes. We'll do whatever they say we have to do, present company excluded, but our neighbors. We'll do whatever the authority says you have to do. And unfortunately, history shows us authorities don't always have our interest, our best interest in mind. And that's just the way it is. But it doesn't matter. If we understood and if we understand how the body is put together, whether we're talking about the skin or whether we're talking about the heart or whether we're talking about the digestive system or whether we're talking about the immune system, we won't have to depend on outside authorities. We won't have to depend on somebody else to protect us. We are all self-contained in the sense that our bodies have an internal system built in to live a wonderful, beautiful life, with the exception of accidents. In the case of the skin, we got $1 billion a year spent on skincare products, yet everybody is dissatisfied, not everybody, but the vast majority of people are dissatisfied with the state of their skin. And I would present it's because we don't understand how the thing is put together. Yesterday we talked about its stratified nature, the fact that it's layered, like baklava or like lasagna. The uppermost layer of the skin, the stuff we see that holds everything in place, is only about as thick as a tenth of a piece of a notebook paper. It's called the stratum corneum. The stratum corneum is so unbelievably fascinating. It's incredible how this tiny sliver of tissue that's one-tenth of a piece of notebook paper thick, that for the most part has nothing living in it, although there's tons of chemistry going on, there's nothing really alive in there, is so darn functional. It's made up of scientists, skin scientists will tell you it's made up like brick and mortar. The bricks are cells, dead cells, but cells. And the mortar is a matrix. I'll tell you what it's made up of here in a moment. This matrix functions like mortar. The cells function like bricks. And together, these bricks and mortar perform a water-trapping function. That's its main role. That's the stratum corneum's main role. When human beings or when animals, when life came out of the ocean, all life began in the ocean, when it came out of the ocean, it had to have a way of protecting itself from desiccation, from drying. So via evolution, a surface was created that kept all the water inside. And this surface is what the stratum corneum is. Without the stratum corneum barrier, we would dry out. That's how people die when they have burns. They desiccate to death. Now, they put all kinds of goo and ointment on top of the burn to keep that from happening, but theoretically, if that didn't happen, we would dry out. That's how we would die. So this brick and mortar compound is made up of these dead cells which contain a protein. They're like bags, basically, that contain a protein that's fingernail-like. And this fingernail-like protein not only provides a water-trapping effect, but also provides a barrier effect, a mechanical barrier effect. And then the mortar, it's technically the extracellular matrix, is made up largely of fats, lipids, as they call them. And these lipids act like a waxy barrier that prevents the evaporation of water from the lower levels of the skin. These lipids in this extracellular matrix make up about 15% or so of the mass of the stratum corneum. They include things like fatty acids, the same things that we ingest, dietary fatty acids, although they're made in the skin, with the exception of two of them, the essential fatty acids. There's another compound called ceramides in there. There's cholesterol in there. And all of these function as a kind of grout, or Gore-Tex. It seals the skin surface and makes it impermeable to water. Like that commercial where the Flex Seal commercial, that rubbery material stuff you see advertised on late night TV. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. We'll be back with your phone calls on the Bright Side right after this.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We will talk to Adam Green at the bottom of the hour about his book, Divine Genius. and we'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. Hang tight if you're on hold. I just want to talk about a couple of things real quick about the skin. Let's see here. So, I don't know, maybe I'll talk about this tomorrow, but I'll just finish up here. The skin, the outside part of the skin, the stratum corneum, the main role is to keep water in. It also functions as a mechanical barrier. Many of the problems we have with the skin are related to this dead surface, this dead but active surface. Kind of weird how it's dead, made up of dead cells, but it's still got a lot of activity. The most common skin problem that we have is dry skin. And dry skin needs to be regarded, at least partially, as an issue with this barrier. This is why we use moisturizing creams. The idea of moisturizing creams and moisturizing lotions and such is to replace the barrier, to fix the barrier. The problem is, when you fix the barrier, replace the barrier exogenously with ingredients like oils and waxes, which are the ingredients that compose most skincare products, you down-regulate the natural lipids, fats, and the natural proteins, which we'll talk about here in the next few days, that are responsible for trapping water, making the problem worse. This is why we sell so many moisturizing creams, and we spend so much money on moisturizing creams, but everybody has dry skin. Because what we're doing is, while we're attempting to imitate the skin's natural function with our moisturizers, we're suppressing the natural functioning of the skin and the stratum corneum. The skin and the stratum corneum, underneath the stratum corneum, is called the epidermis. The epidermis and the stratum corneum are designed to stay, to keep water in, to stay moist, to literally absorb water from the air. That's right, your skin, the stratum corneum, has molecules in it that absorb water from the air. So when you come to Colorado from Miami, where there's less ambient humidity, your skin will make more of these molecules to trap more water. But if you wear, if you apply a moisturizing cream or lotion or whatever on top of the skin, that doesn't happen. And this is why we have so many people who have this issue of dry skin. Dry skin should never occur. If you have dry skin, you have a barrier problem more than likely. If you have a barrier problem more than likely, that means you're not making fats and you're not producing proteins as well as you should. That is a health issue. Dry skin is a health issue. And health issues, while they may seem minor, always get worse if they're not corrected. Health issues get worse if they are not corrected. That means if you don't correct the dry skin at the source of the problem, which is the production of fats or the production of proteins or the production of this barrier, not only is the health of the skin going to be compromised further as time goes by, but the health of the body will be compromised as time goes by, which means that your dry skin is an indicator that you're on the road to other health challenges. The skin is like the canary in the coal mine. Because it divides so rapidly, because the cells of the skin divide so rapidly, because the skin is so dynamic as an organ, next to the digestive system, it's the most dynamic of all the organs, which makes sense. It's on the outside of the body. It has to constantly be repairing itself. It's burning through nutrients. It's using biochemistry faster than any other system. So problems in the body will show up in the skin first. The skin is the canary in the coal mine. It's a warning. Dry skin should be treated as a warning that there's something going on in the body. And that's dry skin. Not to say, you know, it seems kind of minor, dry skin. But if you have a serious skin problem, if you have boils, you have cysts, you have pemphigus we talked about last week, which is just this terrible condition on the surface of the skin where the surface of the skin does not form correctly, you've got some serious internal problems that need to be corrected. And this is not to knock on our medical strategies for doing this, because dermatologists and doctors, they're supposed to take care of symptoms. That's their job. And they do a good job taking care of symptoms, but their job is not necessarily to find the cause of the problem. That's our business. The job of a physician, the job of a dermatologist, is to alleviate suffering, and that means symptomatic relief. But to truly address a problem at the causal level, we have to understand the mechanisms that underlie the problem. And no part of the body, no system of the body, no organ of the body is more indicative of problems inside, problems where you don't see them, problems that are hidden, if you will, than the problems that we see on the skin.
All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. Adam Green will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about his book, Divine Genius. Let's hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. And go to Mary in Allegheny, Oregon. Hey, Mary, what's up? Is this my friend Mary? Mary?
Yes, it is.
Hey, where you been, Mary?
Well, fighting a good fight. That's
okay.
For sure.
I know. Oregon's going crazy. I hear all kinds of stuff about Oregon. What's going on today? How can we help you?
I'm a practitioner with Sherry Edwards. And,
yes.
That means I'm a basic research associate.
Okay.
And I can work with frequencies.
Okay.
I know I'm not allergic to egg yolks.
Okay.
I would like to start incorporating egg whites into my diet.
Okay.
And the thing you said is albumin. Well, in order to look at the frequency in my voice and see if it's stressed, I have to be able to get the chemical formula. And albumin is made up of 12 proteins.
Okay.
So you might not know the answer to this question, but which of those 12 proteins would you pick? Would you pick ovalbumin? It's 54% in albumin.
I'm not sure what you're asking me here. Albumin's a family, like you say. I don't really know enough about this whole frequency thing. Are you saying that the different proteins vibrate at a different frequency for in terms of diagnosis or in terms of interpretation with this device?
Yes, as long as you can get the chemical formula, you can find any frequency.
Albumin's a family, like you say, and I don't know the difference as they relate to this device, as they relate to frequencies. I don't even know how you'd find that out, to tell you the truth. But Sherry might know. Did you ask her?
No, I know how to do it. All I need is the chemical formula.
Of albumin?
But you
mean the molecular structure of albumin, is that what you're saying? Mary, you gotta answer me here. I think we have a bad connection. I can't really talk to you because we have a bad connection. If you're asking for the molecular structure, of albumin is it's a family of proteins, but in eggs there's only one kind of albumin. There's bovine albumin, there's human albumin, and they probably vary a little bit. As you say, albumin's a family, but I think in eggs it's just one kind of albumin. I think I might be wrong about that. I'm not really sure, Mary, to tell you the truth, and I don't know how it would relate to the frequency. That's something that you have to ask Sherry about, and we're out of time anyway. So I apologize for that, Mary. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. And that's all the time we have for this segment. We'll be talking to Adam Green at the bottom of the hour. Adam Hall, I'm sorry, at the bottom of the hour. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four presidents and 7,267 days later, the Biden administration has done the unthinkable. They have left Americans behind in a war zone. The last American troops departed the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters in brand new American uniforms, brand new automatic weapons, driving brand new equipment took over the airport. As we approach the 9/11 20th anniversary, President George W. Bush will be making a special appearance. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. He will also host a 9/11 documentary screening with his wife, former First Lady Laura Bush, at the Bush Center in Dallas.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The U.S. Embassy announced on its website that it has shut down operations on Tuesday. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced a new chapter of America's engagement with Afghanistan. They say they will continue to assist U.S. citizens and families still in Afghanistan from outside the country. Leaving our brothers and sisters behind in a foreign country amplifies how poorly President Biden has handled the deadly exit in Afghanistan. One patriot has stepped up to do what the federal government has failed to do, get Americans and her allies out of country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has spent decades in the Army Special Forces all over the world. He tells Fox News his teams have been extracting people out of Afghanistan and is a glimmer of hope to those left behind by the commander-in-chief.
You know, it started with saving one commando. A bunch of Green Berets and SEALs and Marines off just said, you know what, we're not going to get angry, we're going to get to work. And so we just focused on honoring the promise that our government didn't. We put together, we used our cell phones, our relationships, and relationships inside the airport. And in 3 days, we managed to sneak in about 700 Afghans through holes in the fence, sewage canals, and now we're reposturing to do recovery operations now that the airport's been abandoned. We've already started moving families out. We got one family out of an Afghan-trained Green Beret. His wife went into labor at the Taliban checkpoint. We've already moved her out of the country, and we'll be reuniting him in the States soon. So OperationRecovery.org, and we're not going to stop until we get them all out.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box up. If you miss a program, you want to review a topic or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, also on my blog, pharmacistben.com. And we've got news stories and blog posts and videos and interviews, lots of great health information at criticalhealthnews.com as well. Longevity products are available on all our websites and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business, if you want to work out of your home, if you want to be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 to order products or for more information, 866-735-2470. Also, take a look at our True Skin Health products at truetreatments.com. We've got one more day of our 20% off special at truetreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients, super powerful products. Just one drop of our Truth Transdermal Sea Serum is all you need. All our Truth Skin Health products are designed to heal the skin as well as beautify it. And healing is beauty, and that's why we have 2,000 plus 4 and 5 star reviews, which you can take a look at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. You can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am really looking forward to our guest today, Adam C. Hall, author of the book Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, The 13 Universal Wisdom Teachings, and The Genius Process That Lead to Transformation. We'll talk to Adam Hall about his book Divine Genius. Please welcome Adam to the Bright Side. Hey, Adam, good morning. Adam, let's see. Hopefully we have Adam here. Adam? No Adam? Nathan? I don't know why I don't hear Adam. Adam. No? Okay. Well, I'm not sure why we don't have Adam Hall, which is unfortunate. Adam is I'll just give you a little intro here on Adam. Adam has gotten his wisdom from A Course in Miracles. I haven't talked about A Course in Miracles. I don't know how many of you guys have heard of this book, A Course in Miracles, but it is really awesome stuff. It's a little bit heady, a little bit difficult to read. A Course in Miracles was actually channeled by some psychologist, Helen Schuckman was her name, back in the 1960s, and there is some super powerful information in this book, A Course in Miracles. If you are interested in reading it, I highly suggest you don't try to read it by yourself, or you get one of these. There's these books that are out now about A Course in Miracles that help you understand it. Basically, it's kind of a channeled material that came from the Christ energy or Jesus or whatever you want to call it, and it has got some super powerful stuff that's totally in alignment with the New Testament and the Bible. It's about the distinction, if I can sum it up, it's about 800 pages or 900 pages, it's hard to sum up, but it's about a distinction that we talk about all the time on this program, and that's the distinction between the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, the distinction between love and fear. A Course in Miracles talks about love and fear, just like we talk about the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system, love being the parasympathetic system and fear being the sympathetic nervous system. Do we have Adam? I'm not sure if we have Adam here.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear?
I hear you,
Adam.
Good to
be here. Finally made it.
Oh, I'm glad you made it. You know, I love A Course in Miracles. I know that your book, I don't know if it's based on A Course in Miracles, but I know you've been reading A Course in Miracles. And we talk about A Course in Miracles, although I never mention A Course in Miracles, or at least not till today. I talk about the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. And to me, the distinction that the Course in Miracles makes between love and fear is akin to the neurology of the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. The idea that there's only two ways of being in neurology, that is the way of being where you're relaxed or the way of being where you're in fear. And A Course in Miracles, A Course in Miracles. Yeah, it talks about this distinction of love and fear. So how does that play into this idea of divine genius and the unlearning curve?
Well, I like how you're approaching fear and love and parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, Ben. And I hadn't quite thought of it that way because A Course in Miracles speaks to it. Either we are in a place of fear or we're in a place mm-hmm. of love.
Right.
And if you think about our neurology and our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, you recognize, well, when those are out of whack, when they're not balanced, say when our flight mode, our more reptilian brain is functioning and overriding, we're not breathing well, for example, or we're having palpitations, or we're having high cortisol levels produced into our body. So I think you're spot on with it as an analogy, because ultimately the idea of getting into our genius, our divine genius, is bringing our neurology or biology, so to speak, into an equanimity, into a balance with our psychology. So it's taking our biological nature and bringing it into an equanimity of our psychological nature. And that is where when we can create our sense of wholeness, so to speak. I don't want to get woo-woo on it, but I call that our place of genius, where our most authentic self, where our gifts can shine. But you're spot on, because it's really about coming into that equanimity in our biology, psychology, and of course, in bringing in our ecology, our environment. So just a couple ideas around the good point you made.
Do you think our ecology is manipulated so that we'll actually be out of our divine genius?
Well, I was just doing a panel with Dr. Bruce Lipton, and when we think about, you know, he is an epigenetic, a pioneer in epigenetic science, and new science, as a matter of fact, which is integral to applied spirituality as well. The environment that we find ourselves in, not just our physical environment, of course, where we live, whether you're in an urban environment or a toxic environment or in our homes that can have these various type of conditions.
Or the cellular environment. The cellular environment,
the cellular environment.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the bridge, is, you know, how are we engaging in our environment? How are we living? What are we eating in or putting into our body? That's our environment as well. And when that environment is not conducive to our activating our cellular biology, then we're in that state of disease, literally. Not just dis-ease, but disease.
Yeah.
And that's disease, as we know, is death. I don't mean to be stark here, but we got to get real with ourselves on this. And I know I did, because for a long time, I wasn't feeling so good, although seemingly I had a lot of things going for me in life. So I think you're spot on with that. That environment is critical today more than ever.
This idea, we're always responding to the environment one way or another, correct?
Well, that's the whole thing. We're living conditioned and reactive. So it's now a matter of switching that around. It's more not in response, but in terms of an activation in our genius line.
Hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. Adam Hall is with us. His book, Divine Genius, more with Adam Hall on The Bright Side right after this.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side.
the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bright Side, we're talking to Adam Hall, his book, Divine Genius. Adam, you got a really cool quote in here from the Buddha, no less. To understand everything is to forgive everything. Talk to us a little bit about the relationship of the past to our present issues and how forgiveness fits into all of this.
Well, I thank you for asking that, Ben, because there's a tendency in our conditioning of mind, and this is a lot about mind wellness as well. Not just biological, physical wellness, but mind wellness, mind health.
There's no real disconnect. Right. They're all connected, right?
They're absolutely all connected. And what we're talking about often here is that we're living in the future's past. In other words, the conditioning of our life's experience, be it a family imprinting, a trauma, or pain during the early parts of our lives, often just flows straight into our work, our marriage, our relationship with children, and all of that. So we have a tendency to be living in the future's past. In other words, instead of being fully present and really stepping more fully into the vibrancy of life, health, and wellness as it naturally is, we're seemingly dwelling in our limiting belief systems of the past. And the idea here of forgiveness, as I put forth in the Divine Genius, is really the key of all the 13 wisdom teachings that I offer in the book, because forgiveness is not what we're thinking of the traditional sense. Oh, you did wrong to me, and I'm the victim of you, and I need to forgive you for what you did. Well, that just keeps us locked in the same old past. It doesn't get us through to the other side. So what I offer is a way forward, and that way forward is through forgiveness, is recognizing, A, forgiving ourselves for forgetting our interconnectivity with everything. We separate ourselves. We separate ourselves from the person that did it. We become the victim. They become the perpetrator. We judge. We're guilty and this kind of stuff. No, that just keeps us stuck. So the idea is to see the error, but to move beyond the incident by doing what we forgot to do, and that really is to see ourselves as connected with others. There's a lot more to that, which I encourage everybody, if you don't read anything, that would be the one thing to read, because it's made a complete difference in my life of not being stuck in the past, but really living in the present.
In Latin or Spanish, separation is sin, S-I-N. The word sin means separation. It's kind of like we're born into sin in the sense we're born into separation.
Well, you know, it's spot on. That's correct. In our Judeo-Christian world that we, most of us have been brought up with, and it's not a right or a wrong. I'm not speaking in that context, but it speaks of sin is that we're miserable sinners, that we've done wrong, and that we need to pay penance for this. And this is a bunch of religious dogma, because sin is just simply the idea of separation, as you brought forth. And that is what creates the psychosomatic disease. That's the separation of our ego-identified trauma self versus our genius self, our whole self. And A Course in Miracles uses sin in the context. There's nothing wrong. It's just the idea that we've lived separately. And that's put where the disease is now. That's what got us into the place we are with climate, with our health, with our medical system, with our prescriptions. It's the idea that we are separate from this holistic system. So I could go on a lot about that.
But check this out.
Spot on with that.
Well, the idea of separation is what creates fear, because the only thing that we're afraid of is the unknown. And so when we're separate, we see separation is really when you see something as not known, right? That's exactly what separation is, something that's not, we don't know. And so this unknown nature, the fear of the unknown is really what's behind everything. It's the sense that we are over here and there's this mystery over there. And this mystery is really what challenges us. And when we lose that sense of the unknown, when we are connected, when we feel connected to everything.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, if you think about it, Ben, and it's that we don't even know what the unknown is.
Right.
How can you fear what you don't even know? So fear is obviously drives us because we think we're afraid of what we don't know. And that's what made the difference in my life, is looking at that fear and exploring what was unknown. I'm curious in asking the questions, what's on the other side, because otherwise, we are locked in that separate place of fear. You know, it's a fear we're expecting something in our lives, and it creates an expectation of something that's not even real, and we don't go there. I don't want to do that.
I love what you just said about curiosity, because curiosity is the opposite of fear, in a way, don't you think? It's like when you're curious about something, you sort of disintegrate fear, you dissolve fear by being curious about something. In a way, curiosity is a kind of aspect of love.
Well, for sure it is. And, you know, the other piece of curiosity is simply to ask the question.
Yeah.
What, you know, just question the idea of what's going on in our lives, or the media we listen to, or the food we take. It's just a matter of asking a question. Curiosity is a questioning. And don't you think now more than ever, Ben,
is
the time to really question where we are and what we're doing?
Oh, my God.
And
That's so true.
It's gonna create those challenges. Yeah.
That is so true. What you just said. I think everything that's going on in the world today is just to get us to question everything, to question what we're being told, to question all of our preconceived notions and preconceived ideas and preconceived beliefs. And one of the most important of the preconceived beliefs, tell me what you think about this, is this idea that we're weak. And that we're small, and that we can't do it, and that we're incapable, and that the forces of nature are all arrayed against us instead of with us. What do you think of that?
Well, I think you're spot on, because we're at our essence, we're brilliant human beings. I mean, think about our biological nature, our operating system. It's stunning.
Oh my God, it's an amazing
operating system, and all of us have. All of us have these incredible capabilities that are available to us. It's just a matter of that curiosity, asking those kind of questions, showing up for that potential of who we are, and taking those next steps. And that's the intention of the divine genius in putting forward, is the unlearning of all that limits us into our greater potential, and our greater, well, some want to say superpower.
I love that.
Our genius and our gifts. It's just there for us, and you know, that's the path into our greater truth and greater totality. And now more than ever, I think we're finding we're all questioning everything, even ourselves. We're asking us, who am I really to show up in my brilliance and gorgeous? Well, who are you not to? That was the old saying. Who are you not to do that? So I'm excited about where we are, actually. I'm very optimistic. Should we move through this sense of separate mind, separate self, separate nature, separate from each other, into that place of really, that more holistic place of loving, caring, compassionate, you know, and revitalizing our health, regenerating ourselves, Ben.
Talk to somebody who's suffering right now. Talk to somebody who doesn't see hope, who maybe has been affected by economically or even physically by what's going on in the world today. What can they do? Like one thing. We only have about a minute, so one thing that they can do.
Well, the world is greatly challenged, and many of us, and I understand how you may be feeling and how you may feel separate from the world that we're living within. But know this, you're needed. Your story, your light, things that you, gifts that you have to offer are needed now. So the call is to come forth. Many of us are waiting to receive you and experience you in your greatest gifts and help you heal your life and live more fully, because we live in an abundant universe. It's available to you right now. And I encourage everybody to sit a little bit in nature, tune into the environment and the abundance, and feel the regenerative nature of who we are. It's alive within you right now.
Adam, thank you so much. I can't think of a more appropriate time for your book and for your message. It's really very, very timely, and thank you for what you're doing. Appreciate it. Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve. Adam Hall, thanks so much for being on The Bright Side.
Great to be with you, Ben. Take care. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a beautiful day. That's Adam Hall. His website, adamhall.solutions.com, adamhall.solutions. I think there's a .com at the end there. Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve is available on Amazon. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thank you so much for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.